Now then, tell me all about it. Remember, confession is good for the soul.
Well, it all began when I was born. That's where the trouble always starts. I was born in a little town called Chillicothe.
Chillicothe. Poor girl.
That's just it. I was poor. If only I had been born rich, I'd have been spared everything. I was so young. Oh, Uncle Steve, I was born so young.
I'm sure of that.
I grew up there in Chillicothe, among the fields and the cows and the pigs and my relatives. I loved them all, even the relatives. Toodaloo!
Toodaloo! Then what?
I came to the city. I was 18. If I'd come a year earlier, I'd only have been 17.
Well, think of that. Only 17.
Then Harold floated into my life. Harold Harrison.
He floated?
Yes. He was a swimming instructor.
Oh.
Oh, I trusted him and he deceived me.
Had.
He told me he was a millionaire, but he couldn't even pay the installments on my radio. So I got a job in the chorus. Oh, Uncle Steve, the chorus, the chorus.
Oh, poor darling.
It was there that I met Louie. He was a big machine gun man from Chicago.
Did you marry him?
I can't remember. It's all so vague now. But David committed suicide.
Now, wait a moment. David?
Yes, I met him after Louie's wife came and took him back.
Louie?
Yes, I went with David to Arizona to forget. Poor David. He was subject to dizzy spells. He lost his balance and fell in Grand Canyon.
Great Scott, how tragic.
Oh, I was heartbroken. Toodaloo.
Toodaloo.
Right after that, I met Ferdy. Oh, he made life miserable for me. Just think, Uncle Steve, one night I was asleep on the couch when he came home. He gathered a lot of newspapers together and started a fire under me.
Fire? I mean, after all, why a fire?
He said I was cold to him. They had to call the fire department to put me out. Oh, I'll stand for a good deal. But as I said to Ferdy, no gentleman, as is a gentleman, would ever start a fire under a lady.
Absolutely not.
Then there was Alonzo. He was Spanish. I met him before he was Spanish. He lived on garlic and hot tamales. And he chased me with a razor.
Good Lord. Garlic and a razor. That is a terrible combination.
Oh, but he didn't catch me. I took the next train to New York. Oh, I was desperate. I wanted to get away from it all. Away from the world. Away from men. Oh, but Uncle Steve, there are men. Even in Newark.
Now then, Jerry, you're commencing to cry all over again. I don't like to hear you go on like this.
I shouldn't have taken Wally away from Vi. Vi's such a good girl, Uncle Steve. Nobody can say a word about Vi. She'd make a good wife for Wally.
But if he doesn't care for
but
her...
But he does. I came along. I dazzled him. But he'll get over it. He'll go back to Vi. Oh, and then, Uncle Steve, you'll let him marry her. Please say yes.
Well,
It wouldn't be right for me to marry Wally. I've been such an awfully bad woman.
You have not. You mustn't say such things. You've been pardon me. You've been unfortunate, that's all. I think that you're the dearest, sweetest girl I ever met.
Mr. Lee, do you realize what you're saying?
During this last week, I've learned your real character, your true self. I think you're a fine person. And from the bottom of my heart, Jerry, I honestly respect you.
I guess this has gone far enough and I'll...
Jerry, if I thought for one moment that you could love me, I'd be only too proud to ask you to marry me.
Well, after what you've just said, I can't let you go on thinking...
But Jerry, you don't seem at all too lewd.